Exim Bank JA.
Welcome to Exim Bank JA. I am Siret Sibel, Marketing Officer at the Exim Bank. Today I have in studio Mr. Charles Lewis, Exim Bank's Chief Officer for Loan Administration, who will be talking to us about trade credit insurance. Mr. Lewis, what is trade credit insurance?
Trade credit insurance is a product which primarily provides coverage to exporters against the risk of non-payment by buyers. It also assists exporters to get significant and meaningful information on buyers in market in which they may not have any prior knowledge. By this I mean, you could have a situation where a buyer is venturing into a new market, so both the market and the buyers in that market are new to the exporter. Trade credit insurance, through its various agencies overseas, can provide market intelligence on the buyer as well as on the market itself. So it's a very important tool, particularly for exporters. Also, trade credit provides assistance in the local market as well. A significant amount of trade takes place locally. And what we have found is that there was a gap in the local market because whereas this coverage was provided on the export side, it was not available on the local side. So the bank has broadened the insurance product to include both domestic and exports.
Okay, interesting. And of course, at the Exim Bank, we recognize the important contribution that exporters make in creating jobs, in earning foreign exchange, and in economic development. So how does trade credit insurance compete with other loan facilities available to exporters?
Well, there are no other product in the market like trade credit insurance. In fact, Exim Bank is the only institution in Jamaica that provides a service. And in the context that Jamaica is always seeking to expand its reach internationally, globally, trade credit insurance provides an important adjunct to that process. Because for years we've been trying to break into the South American market, which would be a new market for Jamaica in terms of exports. Traditionally, our exports have always gone to North America, the UK and Canada. There's a vast potential, untapped potential in the Latin American market. And trade credit insurance can provide that kind of market intelligence to guide our exporters into going into these markets that they don't have to do those exploratory work themselves. It also provides, importantly, a guide as to what level of credit exporters can take on a buyer. Because as you know, credit is the lifeblood of business.
Definitely.
And particularly when you go into a new market, you're going to be required to offer credit because that's what is going to make the deal.
Right.
And if you as the exporter have the confidence of knowing that you have the export credit insurance behind you, you can go into a market with confidence.
Mr. Lewis, so what are the main advantages or benefits of using this facility?
Well, apart from the fact that it provides coverage against the risk of non-payment by a buyer, it also can be used as a tool to obtain financing. By that I mean, in many respects, the buyers that you have on record, we would have done a credit check on the buyers and we would have assessed them to have been credit worthy, and we can therefore give you a limit where whenever you ship to these buyers, we can provide credit financing of up to 80% of the value of each shipment to provide working capital support. Because what happens very often is that because an exporter is required to give credit in a market, he is trapped for cash and he has to wait 60 days, sometimes 90 days to get the cash back. So in a situation where we can have that receivables finance to fill that working capital gap, it becomes an important tool for him.
Okay, understood. So are there any collateral requirements involved in accessing this loan apart from the receivables themselves?
Well, that's an excellent question, because having an insurance policy means now that we can use that policy as collateral for working capital financing under either the insurance policy discounting facility, the IPDF, or straight receivables financing.
Okay, understood. And is there a monetary limit on the amount of trade credit insurance available?
Well, the insurance is linked to the value of business that you're conducting with a buyer. So if you're shipping, let's say, $100,000 per month to a buyer, and that buyer is afforded a 30-day credit, then that $100,000 will become your high credit. And therefore, that particular buyer would be limited to $100,000. And we will discount 80% of that receivable. So you could get $80,000 as a loan.
Thank you, Mr. Lewis. And that's all the time we have for the program today. Remember to check out our website for more information at www.eximbankja.com. And remember to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and to like us on Facebook at Exim Bank JA, or call us at 630-1400. Join us next time.
Exim Bank JA is a production of the GIS for Exim Bank Jamaica. Exim Bank.
The proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcast.